Hi, Snoopy, old pal. How do you like this pile of leaves? It took me all morning to rake them up.
George!
Never jump into a pile of leaves with a wet sucker.
Say, Charlie Brown, I've got a football. How about practicing a few place kicks? I'll hold the ball, and you come running and kick it.
Oh, brother.
I don't mind your dishonesty half as much as I mind your opinion of me. You must think I'm stupid.
Oh, come on, Charlie Brown.
No.
I'll hold it steady.
No.
Please?
You just want me to come running up to kick that ball so you can pull it away and see me land flat on my back and kill myself.
This time you can trust me. See? Here's a signed document, testifying that I promise not to pull it away.
It is signed. It's a signed document. I guess if you have a signed document in your possession, you can't go wrong. This year, I'm really gonna kick that football.
Peculiar thing about this document, it was never notarized.
Dear Great Pumpkin, I'm looking forward to your arrival on Halloween night. I hope you will bring me lots of presents.
Who are you writing to, Linus?
This is the time of year to write to the Great Pumpkin. On Halloween night, the Great Pumpkin rises out of his pumpkin patch and flies through the air with his bag of toys for all the children.
You must be crazy. When are you going to stop believing in something that isn't true?
When you stop believing in that fellow with the red suit and the white beard who goes, ho, ho, ho.
We are obviously separated by denominational differences.
You must get discouraged because more people believe in Santa Claus than in you. Well, let's face it, Santa Claus has had more publicity. But being number two, perhaps you try harder.
Not again! Writing a letter to a stupid pumpkin? You make me the laughing stock of the neighborhood. All they talk about is my little brother, who always writes to the Great Pumpkin. You better cut it out right now or I'll pound you.
There are three things I have learned never to discuss with people: religion, politics, and the Great Pumpkin.
You're wasting your time. The Great Pumpkin is a fake.
Everyone tells me you are a fake, but I believe in you. P.S. If you really are a fake, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
What are you doing, Linus?
I'd rather not say. You might laugh.
Oh, I never laugh at you, Linus. You're so intelligent.
I'm writing to the Great Pumpkin.
You say the cutest things.
On Halloween night, the Great Pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch and flies through the air to bring toys to all the good little children everywhere. Wouldn't you like to sit with me in the pumpkin patch on Halloween night and wait for the Great Pumpkin?
Oh, I'd love to, Linus.
What's going on here? What are you trying to do to my little sister?
Good grief.
Hey! I got an invitation to a Halloween party.
Is the invitation to Violet's party, Charlie Brown?
Yes, it's the first time I've ever been invited to a party.
Charlie Brown, if you got an invitation, it was a mistake. There were two lists, Charlie Brown. One to invite and one not to invite. You must have been put on the wrong list. A person should always choose a costume which is in direct contrast to her own personality.
Is Linus taking me to the party?
That stupid blockhead of a brother of mine is out in the pumpkin patch making his yearly fool of himself.
Boy, is he strange.
But maybe there is a great pumpkin.
Every year, Linus misses tricks or treats, and then the Halloween party.
He'll never learn.
Do I get to go trick-or-treating this year, Big Brother?
Sure, Sally.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. How do we do it?
All you have to do is walk up to a house, ring the doorbell, and say tricks or treats.
Are you sure it's legal?
Of course it's legal.
I want one to be accused of taking part in a rumble.
Oh, good grief.
Is that you, Patty?
No.
Where is Charlie Brown?
Here I am.
Ha! Some ghost costume. Your sheet is full of holes.
I had a little trouble with the scissors.
They'll never guess it's me under here. Hello, Pigpen. Glad you could make it.
How did you know it was me?
Snoopy, what in the world kind of costume is that?
He's a World War I flying ace.
Now I've heard everything. All right, everybody, we'll go trick-or-treating, and then over to Violet's for the big Halloween party.
Hi, Linus.
Hey, have you come to sing pumpkin carols?
You blockhead, you're gonna miss all the fun just like last year.
Don't talk like that. The great pumpkin knows which kids have been good and which kids have been bad. You'll be sorry.
Oh, good grief.
He'll come here because I have the most sincere pumpkin patch and he respects sincerity.
Do you really think he'll come?
Tonight, the great pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch. He flies through the air and brings toys to all the children of the world.
That's a good story.
You don't believe the story of the great pumpkin? I thought little girls always believed everything that was told to them. I thought little girls were innocent and trusting.
Welcome to the 20th century.
All right, once and for all, are you coming or are you staying? We can't waste all night.
I'm glad you came back, Sally. We'll just sit here in this pumpkin patch, and you'll see the great pumpkin with your own eyes.
If you try to hold my hand, I'll slug you.
Each year, the great pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch that he thinks is the most sincere. He's got to pick this one. He's got to. I don't see how a pumpkin patch could be more sincere than this one. You can look all around and there's not a sign of hypocrisy. Nothing but sincerity as far as the eye can see.
Can I have an extra piece of candy for my stupid brother? He couldn't come with us because he's sitting in a pumpkin patch, waiting for the great pumpkin. It's so embarrassing to have to ask for something extra for that blockhead Linus.
I got a chocolate bar.
I got a quarter.
I got 5 pieces of candy. What did you get, Charlie Brown?
I got a rock.
Trick or treat!
Gee, I got a candy bar.
Boy, I got 3 cookies.
Hey, I got a package of gum.
I got a rock.
Trick or treat. I got a popcorn ball.
I got a fudge ball.
I got a pack of gum.
I got a rock.